Time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's local area weather forecast is calling for partly sunny skies with a high around 83. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Currently, the state of Illinois is reporting 1,399,946 total cases of COVID-19 in the state. Currently, the positivity 7-day rolling average stands at 1.9%, with test positivity at 2.3%. Total tests performed to date stands at 26,292,979. To date, there have been 23,357 confirmed deaths, 10,519 variant cases, and 2,463 probable deaths. Illinois has currently administered 12,917,362 doses of the vaccine statewide. More news after this break.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from the Bob and Tom Show, and I'll tell you what, we love taking requests from our trucker friends. And truck drivers, you guys and gals are the backbone of this country, and you should work for a company that appreciates you, the truck driver. Like Best Way Express. Best Way Express is now hiring Class A CDL drivers for home weekly routes and over-the-road work in the South and Midwest. Plus, with Best Way Express, you're looking at a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Drive for a company that appreciates you, Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY, bestwayexpress.com.
And now, the rest of the news. Fairfield National Bank has announced a sponsorship of the Wayne County Quilts of Valor chapter, part of a nationwide organization creating quilts for and donating them to veterans. FNB President Joey Hungerford says the program is a way to honor those in the community who have served and defended the country, and the community is invited to attend the World War II Veterans Presentation Ceremony at 2 p.m. on July 18th at the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. We'll have a video stream of the ceremony on WFIWradio.com and on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. The Fairfield Park Board met Thursday night and approved its appropriation ordinance with no public comments provided as its only action item. Board members did hear an update on swimming pool attendance for this year compared to 2019, its last year in operation. The June 2019 total pool admission was roughly 2,250, and total admission this June was at about 1,900. While the numbers were down slightly, the board said the lack of Kids in Motion program this year were the primary factors in the change. Taking that into account, the pool has fared well, with an increase in party rentals compared to 2019 and an increase in swim passes. Swimming lessons total at about even. Beginning this week, Saturday Wayne County Farmers Market will be held on the First United Methodist Church parking lot across from Huck's. The market had been held at the courthouse, but has been moved until construction at the courthouse is completed. Wednesday markets will continue to be held from 7 to noon inside the front entrance of the fairgrounds. Sellers must be from Wayne or adjoining counties, and any produce or product must be homegrown, home-baked, or homemade. Sellers will face no charge, but they must clean up after a market. Anyone with questions can call the Extension office at 842-3702. The Wayne County Saddle Club is the recipient of a $1,000 grant from the Wayne County Farm Bureau as part of the organization's 2021 Community Impact Grant Program. The grant funds were used for groundwork improvements in the club's riding arena, including the addition of 108 tons of sand to finish the arena after dirt work and leveling. The Wayne County Saddle Club has over 100 members from Wayne and surrounding counties. The club is focused on organized equestrian events that are open to the public, The club holds weekly youth ride nights throughout the spring and summer. The goal of the Wayne County Farm Bureau Community Impact Grant Program is to partner with local groups and individuals on projects that will have a long-term impact in our community. This is the eighth year of the project. Almost $41,000 in grant funds have been awarded since 2014 through the Community Impact Grant Program. The Wayne County Saddle Club is located at 1582 County Road 1050, north of Fairfield, just west of State Route 45. More information on the Saddle Club can be found on their Facebook page at Saddle Club Wayne County. To become a member of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, go to waynecfb.com/membership or call 842-3342. Local internet provider Sparklight has recently been ranked top business choice internet provider by PC Magazine. The leader for rigorous labs-based comparative review of internet products, PC Magazine asked businesses to rate their internet service provider based on a variety of criteria, including overall satisfaction, cost, reliability, support, and whether they would recommend their provider. Sparklight Business ranked fifth in the nation out of 23 business internet providers, scoring top marks from its customers in all categories. Sparklight is investing across its footprint, laying the groundwork to increase the company's current broadband speeds of up to 5 gigabytes for business customers to speeds as fast as 10 gigabits and beyond. Delivering speed 10 times faster than today's networks, 10G will transform the customer experience, creating new possibilities for smart cities, connected homes, virtual and augmented reality, and business. PC Magazine also ranked Sparklight third in the nation on the magazine's list of the top 10 fastest internet service providers for 2021. For this recognition, PC Magazine tested internet service providers via PC Mag speed test from April 1st of 2020 through June 7th of 2021, a time period that saw unprecedented broadband usage due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Illinois Department of Transportation says that the Lincoln Service, Carl Sandburg Illinois Zephyr, and Illini Saluki state-supported Amtrak trains will resume full service effective July 19th. Service levels had been reduced by half due to the COVID-19 pandemic. With the resumption of a full schedule, there will be 5 daily round trips between Chicago and St. Louis, including the Amtrak National Texas Eagle, 2 daily round trips between Chicago and Quincy, and 3 daily round trips between Chicago and Carbondale, including the Amtrak National City of New Orleans. Tickets for Amtrak trains can be purchased at Amtrak.com/Midwest for travel beginning on July 19th. Former Illinois football star Bobby Rountree has died at the age of 23. Rountree was partially paralyzed by a spinal cord injury he suffered in a swimming accident 2 years ago in his native Florida. Rountree played 2 seasons for the Illini, starting as a freshman and becoming one of the top pass rushers in the Big Ten as a sophomore in 2018. He had 11.5 sacks in his 2 seasons. The Illini say he died in the Tampa area where he was living. Cause of death was not immediately disclosed. A federal freeze on most evictions that was enacted last year is scheduled to expire on July 31st after the Biden administration extended it by 1 month. The moratorium, put in place by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in September, has been the only tool keeping millions of tenants in their homes. Many of them lost jobs during the coronavirus pandemic and have fallen months behind on their rent. Landlords successfully challenged the order in court, arguing that they also had to pay bills. They pointed out that tenants could access more than $45 billion in federal money set aside to help pay rent and related expenses. Advocates for tenants say the distribution of the money has been slow and that more time is needed to distribute it and repay landlords. Without an extension, they feared a spike in evictions and lawsuits seeking to boot out tenants who are behind on their rent. As of June 7th, roughly 3.2 million people in the U.S. said they would face eviction within the next 2 months, according to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey. The survey measures the social and economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic every 2 weeks through online response from a representative sample of U.S. households. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 22.89 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 13 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 20.26 feet. Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 17.66 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 22.31 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 13.42 feet. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Beginning February 1st, all Trust Bank lobbies will reopen for business. Our team continues to follow regulatory guidelines to ensure the safety of our customers and employees alike. We thank you for your continued use of a mask and appreciate your patience. We are ready to meet with you and see you again in person. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 49-year-old Benton resident Danny Ray Brown died on Wednesday, July 14th. Danny Brown is survived by his son Jesse, three granddaughters, one brother, and several nieces and nephews. No formal service will be held for Danny Brown at this time. Golson Funeral Home is assisting the family. 80-year-old Belleville resident Ralph Leroy Bryant died last Sunday, July 10th. Ralph Bryant is survived by his wife Iris, children Sue and Ralph, two brothers, two grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Services for Ralph Bryant will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday, July 19th at the IOOF Cemetery in Norris City. Visitation will be from 1 until service time at Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. 76-year-old Xenia resident Patina Joy Boston died Thursday, July 15th at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Joy Boston is survived by her life friend Junior Goff of Xenia, children Tammy Hayes, Deborah Murphy, siblings Angela Hinkle, Jane Albert, Kathy Ryland, and Peyton James, as well as numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral ceremony for Joy Boston will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, July 19th at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Christian Home Cemetery in Louisville. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of the service on Monday at the funeral home, and memorial donations are suggested to the family to assist with the final expenses and will be accepted through the funeral home. To share a memory or fond condolence, visit frankandbright.com. And 66-year-old Grayville resident Danny J. Allen died Thursday, July 15th at his residence. Danny worked for the city of Grayville from 1980 until 2009, and also served many years with Grayville Civil Defense and Grayville Ambulance Service. Danny Allen is survived by his wife, Algina Allen of Carmi, daughter Daniela Lynn of Grayville, son Adam Allen of Grayville, seven grandchildren, one great-grandson, a stepson, a stepdaughter, and an additional 7 step-grandchildren, as well as 1 brother and 1 sister. Visitation and funeral for Danny Allen are set for Monday, July 19th at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 10 a.m., and funeral starts at noon. Burial will be in Mount Zion Cemetery near Albion, Illinois, and memorials may be made to the Little Wabash Fire Department, P.O. Box 236, Grayville, Illinois, 62844. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly at our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's area weather forecast is calling for partly sunny skies with a high near 83. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
And time now for a Saturday check of sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are hoping to pull ahead of the Suns tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Phoenix. The Suns came out hot in the series with a commanding 2-game lead, but the Bucks have rallied from behind to tie it up at 2 games apiece. Milwaukee will try to capitalize on the winning streak with a victory tonight. Tip-off between the Suns and the Bucks is 8 p.m. The first case of COVID-19 has been reported at Tokyo's Olympic Village. Organizers say an unidentified overseas visitor to the villages tested positive for the virus. The CEO of Tokyo 2020 says it was someone involved in organizing the games, and the individual is being quarantined outside of the village. The person's nationality has not been revealed, and Olympic athletes are starting to arrive in Tokyo for the Summer Games, which begin on July 23rd. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases have been rising in Japan, where only 20% of the population is fully vaccinated. Former Illinois football star Bobby Rountree has died at the age of 23. Rountree was partially paralyzed by a spinal cord injury he suffered in a swimming accident 2 years ago in his native state of Florida. Rountree played 2 seasons for the Illini, starting as a freshman and becoming one of the top pass rushers in the Big Ten as a sophomore in 2018. He had 11.5 sacks in his 2 seasons. The Illini says he died in the Tampa area where he was living. Cause of death has not immediately been disclosed. Looking at baseball scores, the Cubs defeated the Diamondbacks 5-1. The Cardinals fell to the Giants 7-2. It was the Phillies over the Marlins in Game 1, 5-2, and the Marlins taking Game 2, 7-0. It would be the Pirates defeating the Mets 4-1. The Padres decimated the Nationals 24-8. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 4-0, and the Blue Jays took down the Rangers 10-2. It would be the Brewers over the Reds 11-6. The Rays defeat the Braves in 10 innings with a final score of 7-6. The Royals take the Orioles 9-2. The Astros defeat the White Sox 7-1. The Dodgers defeat the Rockies 10-4. It was the Mariners over the Angels 6-5. The Athletics defeated the Indians 5-4. And the doubleheader between the Twins and the Tigers was postponed. Today, the Cardinals will face off against the Giants. That game will start at 6:15 p.m., and you can listen to it live on our sister station, 105.9 FM, WOKZ. In other baseball action, it'll be the Cubs taking on the Diamondbacks, the Twins taking on the Tigers in a doubleheader, the Rangers versus the Blue Jays, the Indians versus the Athletics, the Marlins versus the Phillies, the Mets versus the Pirates, the Padres versus the Nationals, the Orioles versus the Royals, the Brewers versus the Reds, the White Sox take on the Astros. It'll be the Yankees taking on the Red Sox. The Rays take on the Braves. The Dodgers face off against the Rockies. And the Mariners play the Angels. And that's a Saturday check of sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Overnight tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow calling for mostly sunny skies, high around 83 with a low near 65. Sunny on Monday, high of 84 with a low of 64. And sunny skies in the forecast for Tuesday as well. Tuesday's high will be 86 with a low around 65.